Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Hope you all are having just a wonderful day, whatever day this is for you. We are going to play today in the energy of vibration. I'm going to show you some easier ways to manifest, create your reality so that it aligns with your best and highest good. Our minds are as limited as our beliefs. So what we believe to be, oh, that would be amazing, universe has one more thing. And if you can play in that realm, this would be amazing or even better. You'll start to see the miracles and the openings and the opportunities and the closed doors and the open doors and all these things that you hear people talk about. And you're like, why doesn't that work for me? What am I doing? Most of the time when you want something, you think you have to go get it. You have to work for it. We have all these beliefs on how we manifest or how we create reality. But the truth is, universe here is in vibration. Now, your vibration, again, you know I work with the word, with words and meanings and things. But the meanings behind your words is what universe vibrates with. So let's think about that for a moment. If my word means this is amazing, then universe says this is amazing and it matches. Magnetically, vibration like attracts like. And I know you've heard it over years, opposites attract, but that's not true. It's just easier for us to see the differences in things because we're taught that. We're taught to find the bad or the what's off, what isn't being said, all these into windows. So today, as we play and create your reality, I want you to think of something that you want to manifest in your life or you want to be a new reality in your life, if you will. Maybe it's a partner in love. Maybe it is a material object. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's a travel or experience. It's whatever you want it to be. I want you to pick something simple that you really believe that you desire, that you want to feel. And I'll give you just a moment to pull that up. Okay. And as you feel what this is, don't judge it, good, bad, right, or wrong. I want you to now take a breath and release. And now your next breath in, I want you to feel as if this experience, this object, this whatever you're desiring, that you already are experiencing it right now. It's already happening. You can feel it already created. You already know that you have it. What's it feel like in your body? And I'm talking about clear to the tips of your toes. Get excited. Get in the woohoo energy of whatever that is for you that you love, that this would be amazing. This is amazing. I get to experience this. I get to create this. It could be as simple as a parking spot. I'm telling you, this works. So get into that feeling. What's it feel like if you're already being it, already have it, already that feeling that I already have? You don't have to put all the details of where it's coming from, how it's created. Just the experience or the object or whatever it is already in front of you. It's already here with you. There's no lack mentality. It's not coming. It's not on a timeline. It is present within your reality right now. Right now. Because this is the moment, this now moment, is what universe, what source, what spirit is listening to, is vibrating to, is attracting to you. So if you're going to focus on the negative or the lack thereof, you're going to get more negative and lack thereof. But if you focus on already having it, it's already created, you're already experiencing it, maybe it's a travel and you've already booked your flight and you feel that, you feel that you already booked your flight, you already feel like you have the abundance of money, if it's a specific amount, this or something better. If it is a relationship, feel like you already have their whole heart. Feel that energy. and then use your breath to ramp it up. Giggle, laugh, whatever it is to open up that field of just opening and knowing it is already yours. It's already happening. It's already present. And as you're doing this, you can feel the cells, some of you that are really in tune with your body, but even those that aren't, you can feel a change, a shift happening in your reality, happening in your mind, in your body. Some of you might feel the vibration of the cells. They're so excited that this has already happened. You talk in the present moment. It is here. I booked my flight. I have my travel arrangements. What is this? Oh, money. Okay, so those of you that you already hold the money in your hand for you. Hold the tickets in your hand. Imagine holding that person's heart in your hand that you love so much. And you feel it. You feel the connection. And we're going to keep playing in it. And you want to at least play in it for 17 seconds, but play in it as long as you love. And as you play in this energy, it's already here. It's already here. I already have it. You're learning that everything is here for you. You just have to vibrate at the level that it vibrates at. Does that make sense? So if you put a rock in your hand and you really just breathe and you feel the rock, you will feel a vibration because everything is energy. Everything has a vibrational knowing or a vibrational beat to it. Maybe you physically don't feel the beat or the vibration, but your mind is connecting to it. You already see the vibration of the rock because you have it in your hand, or the tickets or the money, whatever it is. Maybe there's a check. Whatever it is, whatever you feel that you desire, and you're in your now state right here, and you move those vibrations that this feels good, this feels amazing. Keep playing in it, build it, build it. Yes, 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 yes. Say yes to it. Honor it, respect it, send it gratitude, whatever it is. What you're doing right now is sending a signal to the field, your field of energy, of auric field, and it's sending out a signal just like a satellite to the universe, to the, all of Earth, to all the galaxies. And it's going, where is that? Okay. And I'm matching that. And the energy, the more I play in it, the more it comes to me. You're not worried about time. You're not worried about space. You just know that you already hold and have this. And as you do that, what you're going to notice is it shows up. It's already showing up. It's already here. There may be signs and synchronicities and actions you must take, but those will come to you. Nothing you have to figure out or plan. So if you followed me for a while, you know my favorite saying is look at the world and do it opposite or do it differently. Because everything in the world plan programming says it's hard. You have to work for it. You have to give it away. I mean, all these stories, right, that we see in the world about how to create life or how to get this. You have to go to college. You have to do this for 5 years. All these beliefs. And what we're doing today is we're untangling all those old beliefs to say, what is true for me in my reality today? And let go of the rest. Because you bought into a system of programming, that's how you believe things show up in your life. Some of you may have brought up into you have to save for it. You have to work 20 hours extra to get that. You know, all these rules. Have you ever thought about the rules in your mind? You should sit down sometime and play with that. What do the rules in my mind believe about life or about me? You'll be surprised what programming's in there. And you're like, where did that come from? I didn't even know I believed that. But the purpose of that is to clear up your belief system, for one, but it clears up the energy so that you can manifest, that you can live the reality that you desire just by holding the vibration. Through that vibration will come your action steps. It may be a phone call or an email, or you receive something that matches, that mirrors what you're putting out. if you are into psychology, quantum physics, and all that, and we won't bore you with all the details, but you can look up mirroring cells. Your body has mirroring cells. Mirroring cells that mirror the belief inside. That's what it attracts to you, right? Remember when we talk about the when people show up in your life, they're just a mirror image of you, of a part of you. And so this mirroring cells, and there's studies on it, you can imagine exercising and the mirroring cells believe it in the body and start to chemically change your body. Because you're holding the belief that you're doing 20 push-ups or that you've done ab work or walked a mile in your mind or whatever, and the results come into your body. That's because you believe in it and it's happening. But as soon as, and here's where things don't happen for people. As soon as you say, where is it? Well, one more thing do I need to do to get it? Or it's not here yet. It moves it away from you because you broke the vibration. You stopped the vibration because now it's not here. So your feelings have changed about it. Keep in feeling as if you already have it. Times will collapse and you're presented with your reality of it. But one, ooh, it can't happen. One doubt. One, where is it, right? That's doubt mentality. That's where you hear having faith as a mustard seed. But we've been taught faith differently, like, oh, have faith that it'll happen. Faith means feel it inside that it already happened. When you hear philosophers or light workers or masters or ascended masters or Jesus or whoever, when they're telling you about faith, they're telling you about feeling it. Feeling as it already is. That's faith. But a lot of us, faith and hope is askewed because we've hoped for this and it didn't come. It's because you kept it outside yourself. You didn't even feel like you already had it. Oh, I hope it happens. Doesn't tell universe you want it to happen. Doesn't tell God, spirit that you want it to happen. You're just hoping. And it's like, that's kind of like the word try. Try to pick it up. You either do or don't. So when you're playing and you're creating, ask things on your way to the store. Will they have this item? I feel like they'll have this, or I feel like they'll be out of that. And then when you get there and it matches, you're like, I knew that. That's your intuition. That's your GPS guidance system. It's working for you all the time. It's always listening to your wants, nows, and desires. So if you're desiring something bad, then that's going to happen bad. If you desire something good, it'll happen good. That doesn't mean to go into expectation. Expectation puts control. Expectation is a controlling of what you desire to come to you. Well, I expect it to come this way. I expect it to come. And we're asking you to release the expectations and go into the intention of already experiencing it. Do you know as a child, and you'll hear me say this, in your imagination as a child, when you played house or you played office or you played teacher, whatever, no one told you to feel like those students were there or feel like you had customers or feel like someone was on the other side of the phone if you were playing secretary. You just imagine it, created it, and you played it, right? And then somewhere in life, someone said, that's not real. And as soon as something wasn't real, you decided that things can't be real. But the reality is your mind, everything is real in your mind. Everything interprets as real in your mind. It's your beliefs that bring it up or down. It's the energy you give to it that brings it to fruition or not to fruition. You don't focus on it to say, I want that, I want that, I want that. No, I already have that. I already have that. It's already here for me. And you speak in those terms as if it's already here. And you're talking to yourself. You don't need to talk to five other people or naysayers. This is you manifesting your reality. Sometimes I do this instead of meditation, right? Like I just start creating in my life. And you can do it in meditation too, but I'm saying put change your life up a little bit. If you meditate 30 minutes every day, maybe take one day to create. See what it feels like to create. Stay in the state of already having it. So when you're doing that and you're speaking vibration, you're sending out a vibration through your breath, through the energies of your heart's desires, and maybe you're visual. So a visual thing would say, look out on your heart, and there's your pad, your magical pad and your magical pen, and you're writing on your heart your desire. So if we say, I'm traveling and I'm experiencing the world in the most beautiful way, and you write that on your heart, breathe it in, feel what it feels like to experience the world in the most magical way for you. And you wrote the note, and I want you to hand it to the waiter. Hand it to your genie, hand it to your wizard, hand it to the universe, whatever that is for you. Give them that. I'm so grateful this is happening. I'm so grateful this is happening now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a breath and then go on. Don't fixate on it. Keep resending the signal at different times in different ways. You're reordering. But your creative reality, your perspective comes from the vibration that you hold within you. That's why we always talk about shifting energy, shifting perspectives. How else can you view it? How else can you feel it? It's so that you open up into new realms of creating your reality. And it could be a reality you never even thought you could have, right? But you thought it, so it's possible. You thought it, so it's possible. The possibility has been presented to you. Otherwise, the thought wouldn't have came to you. So as you're playing in that, as you're seeing it already manifest, already here, it's already happened, use present words, but feel in the present that you have it already. Go into feeling it. What's it feel like? Yes, yes, yes. Feel that? So we're going to open up some manifesting tools within you, some higher vibrations, so that when you play in this realm, time collapses. And you may even say, I just saw that yesterday and here it is. Or I just thought of that and there it appears. It can't happen that fast. Time is of the illusion. So when you play in vibration, you're not connecting to time, space. You're connecting to vibration. If you listen to Abraham Hicks, she calls it the vortex, right? They call it the vortex. You can call it whatever you want. It's truly the vibration of your cells, the signal that you're sending out in your body, through your mind, through your spirit. To consciousness, to God, to consciousness, to universal God source, whatever that is for you. The mattered reality, there you go. Yeah. And as you're playing in this, maybe it's, I just heard somebody wants a raise, okay. So feel like you've already got the raise. Feel like you've had the conversation. See the conversation in your mind, your boss coming and saying, hey, we're giving you this. Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're self-employed, give yourself a raise, right? Whatever that means to you, see that happening. Give yourself a raise. That's right. That's right. So we can take the world ways, but we're going to put them in new perspectives, right? And that new perspective is learn how to talk to the energy, the vibrational energy of the universe. Hold the vibration that you already have it. You can hold a mental picture. Maybe you hear what you want. Maybe you see what you want. But the feeling of it, the vibration of it. When you're vibrating in love, all things are possible. One step out of love closes many doors of reality for you. So you love having this. You love being this. You love, 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 love. Love is not judgment. Love just is a feeling. And we're going to tap into your gut just for a moment. We're going to bring that up through the heart center, up through the mind center. And we're going to do some magical connections so that everything's on the centering and aligning in you for your best and highest good. Take a deep breath and just receive. So the soul language is telling yourself in vibrational language, and that's all that is, vibration, to clear the stuckness, clear anything that I was manifesting that I thought wasn't here, and bring it to fruition. It's already here. It's already happening. It's already here. It's already happening. It's already here. It's already happening. There you go. Take a breath out. Okay. Put in your desire. Maybe it's a new one. Write it on your heart, whatever you desire. And I always like to add, and this or something better, because of that limiting mind space, right? We got to play within our realms, but to push the limits, or to release the limits, this or something better. And it's sending that energy out and around you, that all your energetic field, your auric field, and all the connections around Earth, the galaxy, everywhere, every space is feeling your vibration right now of the love in this desired state of whatever you wrote on your heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and release. Do you already see how you stay in that energy? Hold that energy, anchor it in. Anchor it into your body. I feel it. I already feel it. It's already here. Now, if your mind's playing tricks on you and like it's not here yet, don't play that, right? That analytical side. Here we go. Take your analytical side and imagine merging it with your intuitive side so it becomes one big feeler of energy, one big processor of energy. You can feel that happening in the back of your head right now. We're bringing into oneness, because what many people do is, I want that, I don't want this, I want that, I want it. And so you never order. You get the same thing you've always had because that's all you know how. So this is ramping you up into ascension. We're ascending into, it is here, it is here, it is here. And the more creative and fun and laughter you add to this, it enhances the vibration. You think about that. When you hear a child's laughter, it's so sweet. It's so innocent. Play in that realm. See how often you laugh a day. Kids laugh thousands of times a day, and we don't even think about it. How often do you laugh a day? How often do you let good feeling come through you? Or is everything push, pull? Or this has to come before this, right? We talk about sequencing sometimes. Step one, step two, step three. But the truth is, universe doesn't work in steps. That's for our linear mind to understand things, just like time. Vibration, universe does not work in time or space reality. It just all is. It's not 5 miles over there or 100 miles over there. And isn't that funny when we talk, we'll say, oh, it's way over there. And the next person's like, no, it's just right down the street. And so we even have different beliefs about how far distance is or how short or long time is. And these are all programmed within you from day one. And so you're like, how do I play in this realm? You begin to question, do I believe that? Is it that far? Is a minute not long enough? What does that mean? You know? And when you work on yourself as self-love, not in judgment, just is and clear it and is and believe it, then you get out of the push-pull energy. There's nothing in the world to fight for. But but everything is already available when you tune into it. And that's what we're doing today. We're doing attunement. And in this attunement, I'm going to do a tonal attunement because I just heard that. That's how it works. And this tonal attunement will align your energy field to the best and highest, the most energy that your auric field can hold until you present more love out there. And there comes a clearing right through my throat, but here we go. Breathe, breathe and open, breathe and open. Ahí se haya muy ya muy cada llega y muy atai. Soul, expand my love back to me. Soul, expand my love. Expand my love. Because when you expand love, that's pure vibration. Pure vibration attracts pure vibration in the now. And why you want to use pure vibration is because if you're manifesting a car, you would want a whole car, not a car without wheels or a car with three wheels, right? So pure vibration says, this is my true want. This is my heart want, desire, whatever you want to use there. So play with this. Go back and listen if you need. The attunements are there. The ascension's there. But instead of talking in words so much, get into the feeling of it. What do I feel like when I create this story for me? What do I feel like when I'm manifesting this? And the more you feel, the more you'll attune into knowing your intuitive guess, your intuitive knowing. It just all expands for you to play in. Play. Play your life beautifully. Create your reality to your best and highest and beyond. But your mind doesn't know beyond, so you have to teach it beyond. Grounding energy in there, just the ground and anchor in the goodness, anchor in. The reason you ground is to really feel it in the body field, right? The light field gets it, the mind gets it, but let's ground it into the cells so that they're on board to create with you. The vibrational, when you learn to speak vibration, you'll have less words. I think that's why they say the wise don't speak very much. It's because they feel. We feel in vibrational states, and words aren't always necessary. Play with that today. See what you create. I would love to hear your feedback, so you can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, all those social media things. Or you could go to JanielleHuff.com. I'm here for you. Let's play in this world. Let's create it beautifully and let go. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.